Eleni Mandel mit Magic Summertime auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt Eleni im Grünen Salon und stellt dort ihre neue Platte Let's Fly a Kite nochmal vor, die hier im Januar ja erschienen ist. Und jetzt ist sie bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über die in London getätigten Aufnahmen zur neuen Platte. Wir finden raus, wie es ist, als junge Mutter auf Tour zu sein. Wir sprechen über Samenspenden. Ja, auch das müssen wir machen. Über moderne Familienstrukturen und vieles mehr. Zunächst heißt es aber Hello and welcome to Flux FM, Eleni. Hello, I just opened up your...
Okay,
I
got, hello.
Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm getting a little bit sick, but I've got my tea, so hopefully...
Yeah, it's going to work out.
It's going to be better than ever.
Yeah, it's going to sound sexy. A little.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when the voice is crackling just a little bit, it's actually good for it, I think.
Yeah.
So how's touring been so far? Where have you been? How have the reactions been to your new record in Germany?
The reaction's been great. I've gotten a lot of really nice reviews and people are coming to the shows and I love coming to Germany. I've got friends in different cities, especially like Munster. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've made a really nice connection there and then just played Mannheim for the first time and had an amazing time. And
yeah.
And I'm with my kids on the tour, so or they're with me.
Yeah.
So we're going to parks and playgrounds and...
And your kids have seen snow for the first time in Germany, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they did last year. Yeah.
That's cool.
They went sledding in the countryside.
Oh, wow.
While I was in Frankfurt.
Oh.
Which is a good thing because when I got back and I saw the video, I thought, oh my God, if I was here, I never would have let them do it.
Ah, okay.
You just see my son... from the top of a hill and he gets closer and closer and you realize, wait a minute, he's by himself.
Uh-huh.
He was only 2 years old.
Oh, right. And he was sliding down
yeah,
the hill
and
in
he loved
super
it.
Fast speed.
Yeah.
And if you would have been there, you were like, oh, no, stop,
yeah,
it's impossible, it's too dangerous.
Exactly.
Okay, I can understand that. Well, congratulations on your new record, Let's Fly a Kite. It's an album that combines various styles of music, and it combines it with music that doesn't care about genre boundaries. That's something that I like.
Yeah.
You always cross them.
You don't
really like them.
Well, I love so many different kinds of music.
Yeah.
It's hard to give myself those boundaries, but I can tell you it's not a great marketing tool.
Yeah, I know.
And but I get to have fun.
Every record company member would be like, oh, wouldn't you please do 14 songs the way you did number 4 on the previous album?
Exactly.
And that sucks big time. I mean, forget about those guys. Just keep on doing what you do, please. But to record an album like that doesn't care about genre boundaries too much, how important was teaming up with Nick Lowe for that album and his incredible band? Because I don't think that every band can skip through those genres.
Yeah.
and
well, there's definitely, even though they're different genres,
mm-hmm.
that inspired all of the songs,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a really cohesiveness to the entire record.
True.
Everything fits together. I was opening for Nick Lowe on tour in the US, and that's how I met his producer, Neil Brockbank, and
mm-hmm.
then Bob Treherne, who played drums, co-produced the record.
Mm-hmm.
So Neil and Bob were like, they were the captains of the ship.
Uh-huh.
And it was awesome. Nick came in and gave his stamp of approval and brought us biscuits for tea.
Oh, cool.
That was really cool. And it was an incredible honor to work with such talented guys and you know, people who've played with Van Morrison and Paul McCartney and make beautiful music themselves.
Yeah, and they seem to be, I mean, one does almost have the feeling that one can hear how laid back those guys are on the record.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are a little bit older and they've seen it all, done it all.
Yeah.
And I almost called the record salt because they're such salty kids. They almost seem to me more like fishermen or sailors than musicians.
Yeah, the good old fisherman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can totally imagine what you're talking about. One does say that it's easier to write a sad song than it's to write a happy song. And I've read that you did double check songs like Little Joy with your producers and with Nick Lowe because you were like, I think it sounds too happy.
Yeah, I was a little bit embarrassed. And I still, every night that I play the song Little Joy, I feel like I have to explain it.
Yeah.
I know it's really happy and that can be annoying, but here it is and people really like it. And, you know, when I think about the songs I like to, you know, drive around the car in Los Angeles with the windows down on a summer day, I love singing a happy song.
Sure.
Hopefully people will feel that way.
And I think it's what is important when one's talking about a happy song is the context of the happy song. If there's an artist that just sings happy songs like, I'm so happy the sun is shining, and has done that for years, it can be boring yeah. and it can sound really stupid. But if one has this oeuvre of other music and if one... I think there's a certain depth to your happy songs
Thank
as well.
You.
And well, that's what yeah. makes soul songs, happy soul songs so deep, yeah. kind of. Because you feel that it's not always been good for the
exactly.
one who sings the song, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think you get the story that it hasn't always been smooth sailing.
Yeah, and that's something that makes a happy song sound great again, I think. Let's listen to another song. Let's listen to the first song of your new record. It's called... Put My Baby to Bed. Ooh. Hier ist Eleni Mandel nochmal. Wow, nice new music by Eleni Mandel auf Flux FM, Put My Baby to Bed, heißt das Stückchen, das wir gerade abspielten von ihrer neuen Platte Let's Fly a Kite, über die man nicht sprechen kann, ohne ihre Kinder zu erwähnen, die wohl auch eine durchaus große Inspiration waren für diese Scheibe. When one's talking about this record, one cannot leave your kids out of the story because yeah. they've been a big inspiration, Del and Rex, for that new record. And they do have their favorite songs on the LP as well. That's what I've read. I think this was actually yeah. one of them, right?
Yeah, we were at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of old country music. And I was surprised that the kids enjoyed it so much. And there's a wall of platinum records from Patsy Cline and Hank Williams. And my daughter said, Mama, we could put my baby to bed here.
Oh, wow.
That was very sweet.
Oh, that's a big compliment.
yeah.
Mother, we're in the Hall of Fame. Why are you not in here? That's really sweet.
It was very sweet.
And I love the fact that you decided to build your modern own family
yeah.
the way that you did. You became pregnant without a man and you've been building your version of a family on your own. And I've read that Della and Rex have about like 25 half brothers and sisters.
It's true.
It's so crazy.
It's true. I'm not in touch with all of the mothers or parents uh-huh. of those kids, but I am in touch with three different women
okay.
who use the same donor.
Uh-huh.
And someday, you know, I hope that they'll all meet. My plan is to be completely open and honest with my children.
Yeah. Because that's something I wanted to ask, but because I really love the fact that men are not really needed anymore in this situation, you know? You're a grown woman, you'd be like, yeah. I want to have a family. My boyfriend doesn't want to, so fuck
yeah.
him. I'll do something else, you know?
Oh, that's cool. You can say the F word on
yeah,
radio here.
And in this case, it fits so much that
does.
I had to,
it
you know?
Does.
I really had
yeah.
to.
Well,
and I really think I love the idea, but the one only thing that could get complicated is when your kids start asking about what's with Rob? Why is
yeah.
the guy in the kindergarten telling me that Rob is not my real father? What does he
yeah.
mean with that?
Well,
or something
I've
like
told
that.
Them. They call him Uncle. They actually call him Uncle Jones, which is a long and boring story. But I've explained it to them. I think that as they grow older, obviously it'll have more meaning for them. But they know who he is.
Yeah.
He's very special to them. I think he's, besides me, he's probably the closest person
sure.
to them in their life. And sometimes my daughter calls him Dad when she wants something from him, like ice cream.
Yes, they've already learned the most important rules of life, I
yeah,
think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's very sweet. I'm really happy that he's so close to them and mm-hmm. he loves them so much.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were together and we were fighting about whether to have children mm-hmm. or not, I used to say, you don't know how you're going to feel when they're born, because
yeah.
he would say, I don't like children.
Yeah, but
and now they're the most important thing in his
yeah,
life.
And I think I found a quote in which one of you said that this was kind of like the perfect way to build the family because there's no one's under too much pressure now.
Exactly.
Because I think Rob was exactly was saying something like that he really enjoys his position in the family like it is right now.
Yeah, it works out great because mm-hmm. he gets paid. We don't fight like we used to.
Okay.
I think if we were married, we'd definitely be divorced.
Okay.
So it's perfect.
Yeah, okay. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That decision then uh-huh. once more. So as you brought your little
yeah.
Martin acoustic guitar, that looks
baby.
As if you could show it to your children soon from the size of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's true.
As you brought it, I want you to play us a little song. Which
okay.
one are we going to hear?
Well, speaking of marriage, I'll play Wedding Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was sort of inspired. I had to give myself assignments to write enough songs to have ready to get to London because mm-hmm. we were under this kind of pressure. And I was thinking about marriage and how I love not being married. I think it's great. I think that's why things are so happy and smooth. No offense to all the married people out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But in America, if you're not married, people
look at you strange.
They look at you strange. I think there's something wrong with you. In France, nobody gets married. You know? Yeah. But anyway, so I was thinking about that and about all the women in Los Angeles with wedding rings. And it does seem like everybody's got one.
Yeah.
Except for me, little old me. But anyway, so this is called Wedding Ring.
Okay, there you go.
A girl has to do where a woman has to go to find a man who wants to slip you on a finger. What is the song and who is the singer? Wedding ring, it's a joke. If I wear my hair long or I wear my hair short, where's the man who wants to make romance with me? What is the dance? Who wants to dance with me? Wedding ring. So carefully crafted, mysterious band of gold. And what really comes after when they grow old? Wedding ring. Phone. I got a talker on the line, says he wants to rent to own, but he's a man who played the bait and switch. I keep on fishing but can't catch a fish. Wedding ring. So carefully crafted, mysterious band of gold. And what really comes after when we grow old? Wedding ring, it's just a loan. How does a lady take advantage of the prices when they're low? And who's a man who wants to ask me? I am the catch, so who wants to catch me? Wedding ring, wedding ring, wedding ring, wedding ring. Ding, 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 ring-a-ding, ding, ding.
Yeah! Stadium applause! That was great! Eleni Mandel mit Wedding Ring. Ein Stück von ihrer neuen Platte übrigens, Let's Fly a Kite, die im Januar erschienen ist. Heute Abend spielt sie im Grünen Salon und wer da vorbeigehen möchte, ohne den Eintritt zu bezahlen, der ruft mich jetzt an. Die Telefonnummer zum Glück lautet 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer dran geht, der gewinnt Tickets für Eleni Mandel heute Abend im Grünen Salon. Eleni, it was a great pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for visiting us and please come back again as soon as you visit Berlin the next time.
You're
already reinvited. It was great talking to you. Thank
you. Cool.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.